Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light, a shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
And that was William Vitalis singing, Open My Heart to the World. The program, Let's Find Out, is about a union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. This universe is expanding, and we must join in because that is what cures us and what higher learning is all about. There is a new wave of illumination flowing onto and throughout the planet Earth. BBS Radio brings this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS Radio, as are our culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop and strengthen your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknown. If spirituality can be considered a movement, BBS Radio is one of the fastest growing in the world and one of the most talked about topics. Perhaps it's because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born of an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. Each program, as well as the engineers and owners of BBS Radio, are dedicated to this. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is a connection to your blessed higher self. This wave of new energy and purpose helps you manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little more. Take the time to listen to your favorites on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come? The joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands. When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Let's Find Out and BBS Radio for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write me, Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Email me with questions and interests in spiritual growth, as well as the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is all about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with kindred spirits journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through the light energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation. It creates your third eye awakening, and you could manifest in the calmness that comes from spending time with your dog, preparing a sustainable meal, helping someone in need, or by just sitting still and listening. Let's begin by listening to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and we are starting an exciting week. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling that this is going to be one of the most exciting weeks of the year. We're going into the fall equinox, which always represents the endings and new beginnings. Now, we went through this powerful August eclipse, and the equinox is Friday the 22nd. Mark will correct me if I'm wrong on that, and this is going to be the week of where you get your job, where you may get that loan for the house, where some of the desires that you have put out will begin to manifest in a real down-to-earth, wonderful way.
So I'm excited about that happening. And Mark Dotrich is my guest tonight. Of course, he's the world-renowned astrologer that we work with on Let's Find Out. And I think we're going to find out some other things as well that's happening this week. I think Venus is packing her bags and she's going to go to another location. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Can you believe it's equinox already?
Oh, no. I just talked to you last week, wasn't it? Oh, that was June. How was your summer?
Pretty good, except, of course, where I live, we've had a lot of fires this year, and the air has just been burnt. So we're all happy that the rains are starting to come back to Oregon to clean the air out again.
We have had so much rain here. My lawn didn't even turn brown this summer, which thrilled me to no end, and I had a great garden.
So funny how different regions just get completely different things.
It is. So we have Venus. I saw her packing her bags. Where is she going?
Well, you know, she's just moving into Virgo. And the interesting thing is she's going to catch up to Mars early in October. So the two relationship planets are going to align. And, of course, Virgo is about keeping things simple, getting organized, cleansing and purifying. So perhaps cleansing and purifying and getting serious about our relationships is going to be a theme as part of the equinox chart for the next 3 months.
And you know what, Mark? We're always beautiful when we take care of our health. That's another, both of those together, right?
Absolutely. Virgo likes natural things like natural healing, herbs, pure, you know, anything that's pure would be a Virgo in nature.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and Mark Dotrich is my guest. He's the astrologer. The number to call in with your question is 888-429-5471. We're coming into the fall equinox. Please call and ask your question. We'd love to talk to you. And, Mark, we have Barbara from New Jersey waiting on the air. She's 11-6-53. Hello, Barbara. It's Elizabeth. How are you?
Yes, hello. So pleased to talk with you.
Well, it's good to thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Mark?
Yes, I'd actually like to know if Mark sees any large sums of money that might be coming to me, I guess within the next year, and when and from whom it might be coming.
Well, the nice thing to say about that is that I don't know if you know, but you were born near the new moon in Scorpio. And the planet Saturn was also at the very beginning of Scorpio when you were born. So they're all fairly close to each other. And we're going to talk somewhere in the show about the planet Jupiter, which is expansion, optimism, good luck, moving into Scorpio October 10th. And, of course, that means through the end of this year, it will be passing over. So it's like Santa Claus comes to visit you. So the good news is that is opportunity to manifest. The only question I would have is because Saturn is involved, Saturn is often one of those planets where you would say your luck comes from your hard work. So I would be telling you to make sure that you are, shall we say, staying on top of whatever it is that is going on that is going to manifest the money for you, rather than just kicking back and waiting for it to come.
And Barbara, are you expecting an inheritance or something, or some kind of money coming from someplace?
Well, that's the thing. Actually, I'm in a very difficult financial position right now, and I had a talk with my sister a little while ago, and she wants to move out to Vegas. We're both very ill. We both have cancer, and if I had to sell my house, I wouldn't have that much money left over, and she's talked about me going out there anyway and maybe helping me with finances, but her and I have had a long and difficult process, so I just don't know at this point what to do, you know.
And I know that's a tough decision. I just want to share with you that my twin had cancer, and we had a 20-year estrangement for very valid reasons. I wound up being with her, but I found that I couldn't be with her for very long at one period at a time. So if you're going to go to be with her, you need to have your own free space, your own safe place.
What I would want to add in, particularly for the next 6 weeks, is there's a certain what we'll call hurry up and wait kind of thing going on. In other words, Jupiter says, I want more. I want to do it big. I want to do it right now. And Saturn says, be patient, be practical, dot your I's, cross your T's. So what I'm basically saying is more towards Thanksgiving and the end of the year is when Jupiter is on your core life force and emotions, which Moon rules family in astrology, would be a better time for that.
But I think it's a good sign, though.
I just think not right immediately.
No, we're not doing full readings tonight. We're only doing mini readings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've given you a partial answer to your question. If you want to follow up with Mark later, Mark, what is your website?
A website is astromark.us, astromark.us.
And the phone?
A phone is in the Pacific time zone, 503-252-1558.
Thank you for calling, Barbara. I hope I hear from you again.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Mark, we have a Julia from Florida and her date of birth. Hey, her date of birth was yesterday. Happy birthday, Julia. 9/16/61. Hello, Julia.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. And where in Florida are you?
I live near Central Florida, the Disney area.
Okay, we hope you're all right from the hurricane. What question do you have for Mark?
Hi, Mark. I'd like to know about relocating.
Well, I will tell you first off, you know, this big eclipse that we just had in August landed on the planet Uranus in your chart. Uranus is the rebel, take this job and shove it. Change has got to happen. So in a solar eclipse is about changes that need to come from a deeper spiritual level. So number one, knowing that it landed on the planet Uranus in your chart just a few weeks ago, that does demand change. However, what you tell people is to make sure that they're doing change for the sake of better, not just lateral changes. So in other words, you have to be careful with impulsiveness.
But Julia, let me tell you something. Mark is an expert at relocation, and you can have a follow-up reading with him, and he'll look at your astrology chart and tell you the best places for you to live for the flow of energy. It's kind of like a feng shui thing, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, there. One of the services called Local Space Maps is very much like a person's personal feng shui. And, you know, Julia, your moon when you were born was in the sign Sagittarius. And that's that restless kind of energy to begin with on an emotional level. I don't know what your sense of timing is, but it'll actually be a full year from now before Jupiter actually sits on your moon. So if you do move before that, you know, before a year goes by, I would probably be telling you things like I would rent an apartment before you actually buy to make sure that it's what you want.
And the other thing she has happening, Mark, is Saturn. Saturn is in Capricorn in that year.
Right. But she's still got a couple years to go before her Saturn returns. So we don't want to make her older than she is yet. We don't want her to get mad at us. Anyways, there is this really restless energy going on. It does demand change, but be careful of impulsive. Kind of that take this job and shove it kind of energy, and then, oh my God, what did I get myself into? So I'm giving you a qualified yes. I just want to make sure you're being smart about the move, because there's this other part of me that says, oh, she could still be a year out on the move.
Yeah, she could rent and then buy. That's what you're saying. That probably is very wise.
Or wait a year.
In Florida, she probably should move and then. Anyway, you'll do the right thing, Julian. Please keep in touch with us. Thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you both. Thanks so much.
Mark, we have a Joanne from Michigan, and she's another Scorpio, 11/8/48. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Welcome to Let's Find Out. What is your question for Mark?
Thank you. I have been a spiritual advisor, or I guess psychic, if you want to call it, for the past 30 years. And now it seems like I'm stuck. I don't really want to do it anymore, but I'm not sure what I should do. I'm still kind of young in spirit as opposed to my age, but I just know that there is more out there for me, but I just can't find the path. And the other thing that I would be concerned about would be making a move from one home to another.
So I know nobody likes to hear this word from me, the P word, patience.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the planet Saturn has been traveling through Sagittarius since the fall of 2015, and it's going to move into Capricorn, the next sign, just before winter solstice. So that'll be a topic of conversation at our next meeting. But you have the planet Jupiter in Sag, which is coach, teacher, mentor, minister. So we know you're a classic minister, teacher, sales manager, go team, rah, rah kind of energy. So one way or another, you're going to have to kind of keep that up. Whether you do that as a psychic or in some other way, that, of course, is the free will choice. But what I will tell you is the Saturn out in the sky is sitting on your Jupiter, and it's actually been sitting there since April. And that's a real uncomfortable feeling because one wants more and one wants less. And they do this weird little dance together of expansion versus contraction. And so what I'm saying is by the time we get to the end of this year, that will have passed off of you and it will be easier. And then the other thing is, you know, we've been talking about the big eclipse and all that, but what did not get a lot of publicity was the lunar eclipses that we had, one on August 7th in the sign Aquarius and another one coming up on January 31st in Aquarius. And that means that they both land on your moon and Pluto in your chart. So you were born with the moon opposite Pluto would be our terminology. And that would be lessons in standing in your feminine power, keeping your heart open, but not being sucked into people's soap opera, shall we say.
I think she's going to work more with books, Mark. I see her working with lectures like in the library or maybe with a metaphysical group or a meditation group. And I think that would go a long way, Joanne, because what you're going to learn is healing and what the energy does when the person receives it for healing.
And what I would add, the lunar eclipses on August 7th and this coming January 31st are bouncing back and forth on Pluto, which is let go and let God, and your moon, which is your emotions. So if you're feeling pulled apart or what I call the seesaw pendulum motion, that's actually perfect right now. And so I would just urge you not to make too rash of decisions just yet until we get out the other side of these eclipses January, February.
Okay.
Sorry, patience.
And one other quick question I have. I've been kind of dealing with a really serious back injury. I had surgery 5 years ago that made it worse. One doctor says I need to have another surgery. The other doctor says not to have surgery. Am I going to be able to get some kind of relief from this?
You can. You absolutely can, Joanna. And there's ways to do that. I'm feeling strongly not to have the surgery. And I would love to talk to you about that online, and I can help get you started with relief of that pain. So why don't you contact me after the show? The 24-hour service is 201-934-8986. That's the work I do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Boy, Mark, we got a lineup of people, and I am thrilled. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we have an open line show tonight. We'd like you to please call in with your question. The number is 888-429-5471. We are taking as many calls as possible. And, Mark, tonight we have Donna is here from Maryland, and she's a Capricorn. She's at
12:25:1956. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Boy, Mark, we got a lineup of people, and I am thrilled. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we have an open line show tonight. We'd like you to please call in with your question. The number is 888-429.
We have Kathleen from New Mexico, and the number is her birthday. Excuse me, is January 28th, 1950. Kathleen.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What can I do for you?
Well, I had a fall at work last August and am not working, and they are fighting the workman's compensation, and now they're fighting unemployment, and so I'm going to be looking for another job, and I'm just wondering what I should be doing.
I need the birth date again.
January 28th, 1950, and it's 3:33 p.m.
Kathleen, please turn the sound down on your computer.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Did you get that, Mark?
I get it now, yes. So, you're another one that's having these lunar eclipses pull you back and forth between last August and this coming February. So I have to kind of use the patience word with you on that one, too. The thing that's coming up is this planet Jupiter that we say is moving into Scorpio for everybody for the next year. In December is going to sit on your strategic planner, an asteroid we call Pallas, or her Greek name was Athena. And in Roman pictures, you see her wearing an armor and an owl on her shoulder. So she's a strategic warrior of wisdom. So as we get closer to the end of the year, something about making a strategic plan for expansion, or if you're pursuing the, if it's a lawsuit or what have you, would be a better time for that. Are you still there? Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. I can't even get a lawyer at this point, you know, so it's like none of them want to take my case. It's not, you know, lucrative enough for them, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do, and I've got this hearing or whatever coming up.
I think, Kathleen, get a public defender. Why don't you, they have to make you have somebody. You have to, it's the law. So why don't you try to get a public defender?
Okay.
The big challenge I see is the planet Pluto in Capricorn is sitting on the planet Mercury, which is how you communicate, how you think in life. And in astrology, Pluto has a 248-year orbit. So when it touches something, it only does it once every 248 years. And he's the planet of let go and let God. And when you were born, Mercury was making a 90-degree angle to Neptune. So Neptune is either the visionary or the space cadet, depending on how you want to look at it. And it's being challenged by this very mental. So a mental planet is challenging a psychic planet. So in order for you to have any success at all with the lawsuit, it has to do with you communicating with power and helping to hold the vision so that people can understand the pain you're feeling or what you're going through. And if you can't convince them of that part, the other side of Pluto as well, we just need to let go and move on. So I don't know where you're at in your process, but if you're able to get the vision across, which it doesn't sound like you're doing since no one will accept the case, you know, Pluto may very well say you have to let go.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that feeling intuitively that it's like it's one of those let go and let God type thing, and then whatever happens, happens, and that I'll be taken care of. Because this is, you know, this Mercury's in my seventh house, and Pluto, you know, has now gone back into my sixth house, you know, retrograde, so.
I think you're going to get a public defender, Kathleen. I think that's your best bet. You can file for SSI, and when you do, they'll get you a lawyer.
But okay.
To give you a clear answer, it would take looking. For example, the eighth house is a place of workers' comp, results of lawsuits, things like that, which is just too much detail to go into in a quick little, you know, radio show.
Right.
So, but you know, at this point, if you either need to communicate that higher vision of how you're suffering to get that idea across, or you need to let it go, is to me what Pluto would be telling us.
Right. Well, one of my main concerns is am I going to regain my health and be able to walk, you know, again or not? You know, that's part of what happened with, you know, the fall.
I think you can work on it. And remember, as I said to one of the girls that was on before, I think it was Joanna, that's the work I do, Kathleen, and I think I can help you. If you want to call me after the show, that would be great. It's 201-934-8986. Thank you, Kathleen. We've done our best with you, and we certainly will send you energy.
Good luck.
Thank you for being Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're asking you to call in with your questions tonight. We do have a little bit more time. We can take a couple of more calls, and the number is 888-429-5471. Well, Mark, we got Donna back, Donna from Maryland. We got inadvertently cut off, but we're glad to have you back, Donna. Her birthday is December 25th, 1956. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Good evening.
What question do you have for Mark?
I want to know, is there a new job in my future? I like doing what I'm doing, but I think that I could do a little bit more in another organization.
So in January, the planet Saturn, which we said was going to move into Capricorn near winter solstice, is going to sit on your sun, what we call a transit. And Saturn is the wise elder, the authority figure. And typically what you see happen with Saturn is people make a choice, let's say. So the positive in terms of that would be stepping into your authority figure and saying, I'm ready to take on more responsibility. And if you're in an environment that, shall we say, you're pigeonholed and like a cubicle, you're stuck, then usually people have to go outside, you know, like to another company in order to be able to bring that authority figure out. So it just depends on the environment where you're at, if they're in a position to allow you or help you to bring more of your responsible authority figure out, that would be a perfect thing to do. And as a frame of reference, that only happens every 29 years or so.
Wow.
So roughly... Wow. 1989-ish, give or take a year, would have been the last time that would have happened, if I'm doing math in my head right. So there's opportunity, but it does require, Saturn requires you dot your I's, you cross your T's, you do things in a responsible, methodical, long-term kind of a way.
It's also transformation and forced changes. And I know that when it happened to me with my Saturn return, I did leave one job, but then I wound up getting the most fabulous job. That's when I went into aviation. So whatever is ahead for you is certainly going to be better than what you've had. And good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Find out. We have more, Mark. There's a Margaret from North Carolina. I hope I said your name right. I don't know whether it's Margaret or Marguerite, but her birthday is November 28th, 1970. I love that date. She's a little Sagittarian. Hello, is that Marguerite?
It's actually Margaret.
Margaret, how are you? What question do you have for Mark?
Well, I'm okay. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, we're fine.
Okay. How do I discover my gifts to use in work? There's so many different ways that I'm looking at that I can figure it out, but I'm all over the place. And I just got a job just ended Friday, just a temp job, and I knew it was coming, but I'm at a step where I need to start looking for a job again. I keep taking jobs, and I do good, but I'm forcing a fit.
Do you have a meditation practice?
I do, yours.
That's good. Mark, do you have an answer for her?
So one place we look at what we're supposed to do on planet Earth are called the nodes of the moon. They're like these little horseshoe symbols in your astrology chart. And the one that would represent right. the past or past lives is in Leo. And Leo is about opening yep. people's hearts, helping them remember the child within, open up their creative nature. And the North Node was what you've come to do is in Aquarius. And that is to go create win-win situations so people can play nicely together, regardless if one's a Republican and one's a Democrat or religious differences or all that. So we know the core thing you have to do is open people's hearts to create win-win environments. Would be number one. And number two, we're talking about Jupiter moving into Scorpio. Well, Scorpio was a great detective and a researcher, and you were born with Jupiter in Scorpio, which also means that you're in the process of ending a 12-year philosophical cycle and starting a new 12-year philosophical cycle. But that's going to happen next year, not this year. So another way of saying that is you're in the beginning of the end of a 12-year cycle, which means you have to clean up the last 12 years before you step into the next 12 years.
So if you have relationships that you need to straighten out, start doing that, Margaret. And this is what you need to do in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Write down the people or the events that you have to close. And I know you have a few, and that would be good.
Okay. All right. Cool deal. Thank you.
Thank you for pulling this. Find out. Hi, Karen. Karen's here from New York, Mark, and her birthday is March 29th, 1950. Welcome to Let's Find Out, Karen.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
What question?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
I too would like to know, what do you see as my right livelihood, my right career? What did I come here to do? Because I've been kind of lost. What I originally thought never panned out, and I've been looking for something else, so any guidance would be wonderful.
So you're one of those complicated people, sorry to tell you that, that kind of has your cake and eat it too. So in other words, the Aries part of you would never work with like a micromanager boss. They would rather give me my job and leave me alone or have their boss be in a different state or run their own business. And yet you've got a bunch of planets in Virgo, which likes to know what they can count on. They want to know what their paycheck's going to be, and they like that stability. Otherwise, they go into nervous anxiety. So it's a little complicated because one part's seeking independence and the other part's seeking security. There are ways to do that. And would you agree with that?
Yeah, probably.
So the Virgo part would be really good with detail work, being a service. It's a service-type professions would fit very well with that. And yet you need a certain amount of autonomy so that you don't have somebody leaning over your shoulder all the time.
So, okay.
We have to cut you off because the noise is too great. I'm sorry, Karen. The noise on your phone is too great.
Oh.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Now we have Helene from New Zealand. I'm sorry. That static was just, it must have been a cell phone. I felt like she may have been on a subway or something. Helen from Hello. New Zealand. Is here. Hello, Helen. Are you there?
I am here, and I just had my solar return. My birthday was a couple days ago.
Yes, 9/16/1963, Mark. What question do you have for Mark, Helen? You're from New Zealand. That's exciting.
Actually, I'm an American that's in New Zealand. I live here in New Zealand. They have different accents than us. They don't sound the same.
What question is for Mark?
Pluto has been rolling across my midheaven, and I think it's going to roll back over it again. I'm not sure, but it has been one of the most rough periods. I want to know if this is the right time to ask my father to be more fair to me in the family.
So not only would it be your midheaven, since you have that information in front of you, but your south node, which we call that past life position, is at 18 degrees Capricorn, which is right where Pluto is. So you must have the south node on your midheaven in your chart. And the south node... Say again?
I was going to say, which is the one you're supposed to be going towards? That's Cancer, that's north, right? Is that the... That's the north node.
Yeah,
I think you've got it right. Yeah, 18.
So the past life point is Capricorn, and in this life you're learning the Cancer, which is family and nurturing, etc. And the south node is quite often associated with what we'll call a let go point. On one level, the south node represents all the talents you brought into this life, but it can also represent all the challenges or things that you need to work out. It's all your whole bag of tricks, what we'd call your karma, and then the Cancer would be your dharma, what you come to do. So with Pluto sitting on that, certainly if you're going to bring that issue up, I would go more lightly in how you're going to do that, because it could be an all or nothing situation. So I don't know that this is really what I would consider the best, most opportune time for
that. Not a good time. Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Because I didn't understand if maybe Pluto's saying, no, dig it out, dig it up. You know, it's so hard to understand sometimes the exact. But I see what you're saying. And I could wait 3 months and it would be different. Maybe the timing would be better, you know.
I would certainly wait until, going to a different part of your chart. Saturn has been making a 90-degree angle, we call a square, to your Sun in Virgo, to your Venus in Virgo, which is the money planet. And it will be in the end of December, Mercury, how you communicate. And in my mind, none of those are good things for success on, trying to get that kind of help. So I would wait till spring, frankly.
Wait. The answer is wait again.
Yeah.
That's the Mark's favorite word is patience. But Helen, down the road, maybe offline, you could call Mark and have him compare your chart with your father, put one on top of the other, and then you might get closer, more perfect time. And did you get Mark's number? What's your number, Mark?
Yes.
503.
I did. And also, are you a node specialist? I didn't get to hear the beginning of the show. Is that because I love talking about the nodes? Is that what you do a lot?
I do nodes. I do what's called prenatal eclipses, which are the eclipses that occurred while you were still in the womb, represent spiritual purpose. And then I also have a form of astrology called esoteric astrology, where we work with the seven rays, which is more of the why am I on planet Earth, what is my service, as opposed to what we're kind of doing on this show is a little more of the mundane kind of issues of life.
Lovely.
So, yes, I do a spiritual astrology is one of my specialties.
My husband has his Saturn.
No, Helen, that's all we can do for
sitting
tonight.
Sitting right on the on my node. So we'll talk about that when I contact you.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank
you. Find out. I'm sorry we have so many people calling. Take a deep breath. Mark, give out your number. I know you started to before.
Pacific time, 503-252-1558. That is a landline, or astromark.us for the website.
Right. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have one more caller before we go into break. And it's Jim from Chicago, and his birthday is December 27th, 1953. Hello, Jim. Thank you for calling.
No,
that's fine.
No, it's September 27th.
September 27th, 1953. Well, excuse me.
September 20th. So it's next. Yeah.
They sound a lot.
Anyway, my question is, I left my corporate job. I was very successful for a long period of time in my life. And I left my corporate job in 2010 to go into business with one of the other executives at the company. And we consulted an astrologer at the time to form our new corporation, our new entity, give birth to it at the right time. and basically nothing worked out. And, you know, I feel like my life's been on hold for the last several years, and I'm really underemployed. And, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, I know I'm still meant to do something great, but, you know, I don't know where it is and what it is I'm supposed to be doing.
So that's a loaded question. The one thing that is going on, it has been going on since this spring, is this planet Saturn that seems to be on everybody's mind tonight, it keeps coming up, has been opposite your Jupiter. And Jupiter is do it big, expansive, and Saturn is contraction, go slow. Sometimes I like to describe it as driving with the emergency brake on, kind of a feeling. And the good news for you would be after we get through Thanksgiving, that'll finally pass and it will get easier. And then Saturn will make a square, a 90-degree angle to your Sun in Libra. And that's kind of the kick in the backside to say, wait a minute, we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, take responsibility, you know, get something moving, even though it may feel slow and sluggish, like trying to get a train up to speed from a dead stop. So I would call that favorable, but I'd just say you're just a little ahead of the curve right now. So as we get into the new year, I think it'll be much easier for you than it is right now. So what you do for now...
Interesting. I mean, yeah. I mean, but it's been years, you know, and... I'll
Jim, what is your
other
profession?
Astrologers saying how things are going to get better for Libras, and you know, it never seems to for me.
Well, and so sometimes those issues are more of what are the patterns we've picked up in life rather than just the astrology itself. So sometimes we need people to help us break up patterns. I'm thinking of like the rapid eye therapist type people. They help us break up these patterns that go on for long periods of time. But obviously in astrology, we look at the outer planets when people say something's taken a long time to go on. And I know that certainly for the last couple of years, Pluto has been sitting on your wounded healer Chiron in your chart. And so as a rule, that's bringing up much deeper levels of healing to come up to the surface. And Chiron in mythology was a centaur, you know, half horse, half human, that feeling of being caught between worlds. But he was a very famous teacher of healing. And the way he got out of his suffering was, because he got wounded through no fault of his own, is he surrendered his immortality. I mean, it's an immortal god who got mortally wounded, which, you know, we can stretch to fit your situation to that. And he surrendered his immortality because it caused his suffering. He gave it to a guy on a rock by the name of Prometheus. Then Chiron died, and the Greeks put him up into the constellations for eternity as his reward. So something needs to be released to get something better, is the way we would say it. And since this has been going on for a long time, I would really look for somebody who could help you break up any old patterns so that you can start fresh, would be my suggestion.
Do you do any meditation, Jim? Do you have a practice?
You know, I was doing a lot of it for a while, and then it didn't seem to really do much for me, and I felt like, well, I need to get busy with physical stuff.
You never stop a meditation practice, ever. But I do help people break up patterns. So if you want to talk offline, we certainly can do that. Anyway, okay. I hope we get a little bit of help, and I know that it will move along for you. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Well, Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Good luck.
I guess we'll take one more, Mark. I think this lady has called before. Her name is Puree from New York, and she's February 11th, 1963. Hello, Puree. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's your question for Mark?
Again, I'm asking about work and career, what he sees me, you know, if I'm going ahead in that in the fall, how he sees that.
Well, what do you mean by that? You have to be more specific. Are you working now?
I'm working now, but I'm wanting to go doing other work and trying for other kinds of better work in my field.
What is your field, Paray?
Photography.
Yes, we have talked to you before. Mark, what do you have to say to her?
So the planet Jupiter, when you were born, was in Pisces, which is the sign that rules film, photography. And next year and the year after that, the planet Neptune is going to be sitting on Jupiter. So the god of blessings, the Santa Claus, and the planet and sign that rule film and photography are both going to be highlighted. And Jupiter rules expansion, and I must take a risk on myself. I must be willing to open my belief system to something larger. And one of the issues you have is you also have a lot of planets in the sign Virgo, the opposite of Pisces. And Virgo is the detail perfectionist part of you, or it's the part of you that if you're not careful could do beat yourself up, I'm not doing good enough, or I need to do more, or I need to learn more to do what I need to do. So anyone that's doing what we'll call, you know, detail work with photography, and not nitpicking yourself, making yourself crazy, because it's like a seesaw. It goes back and forth between Pisces and Virgo. Ideally, what you have to do to make this work is find the way to bring this higher vision in, but also to bring the practical side in. And now, of course, I don't know you or anything about you, but of a lot of the more artistic people I know, don't like to do some of that mundane, like work, like the artist who has to do graphic arts. And I don't know where you're at with that, but I'm trying to combine this visionary with this pragmatist is something that needs to happen in your chart.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
And so sometimes that brings a little humility or, oh, this isn't as exciting. Like, you know, in my former life, I was an industrial salesperson. Well, we would see all these training videos that were just, you know, as boring as all get out to teach us how to do something. And I know a lot of artistic photographers, you know, turn their nose down at that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that, you know, there's a certain humility of service tied to this photography in your chart. And so I just ask you to look at that because obviously I don't know where you're at in, you know, in a 2-minute conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up with him offline, Puree. And maybe he can be more specific for you. Okay?
But the next 2 years doesn't
look good. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said follow up with him offline.
And the next 2 years.
Oh, okay.
The next 2 years does look good, though.
That's good to hear.
I think you'll start seeing some action November, December. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. This has been a wonderful, busy night, and we're about to go into our break. And Mark will be here after the break. We could take one or two more calls. And the number to call is 888-429-5471. My guest tonight is Mark Dogis, international astrologer, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 18th through September 24th, 2017. Venus will poke that same sensitive spot in the days leading up to September 19th and the new moon. There are 4 planets in Virgo at this time, and 1 is leaving the sign. Neptune in Pisces comes under attack this week, so make sure you're not deluding yourself or being lied to. Also, check on your medications. Be very cautious there. Venus enters Virgo the same day as the new moon and becomes a little stiff and practical. The energy is focused not on dreamy-eyed and romantic, but what has to get done and has to get done right. Don't allow yourself to get off balance by being critical, over-worried, or asking for perfection. Remember, perfection is only a concept or a point of view. Also, open your heart to welcome new people in your life. The upside to Venus in Virgo is your physical body and health. Work with expanding your exercise, eating sensibly, and becoming more slim and trim and energetic. The next few weeks are prime for initiating a diet, making your healthy life choices, releasing your addictions, and creating a more peaceful and balanced lifestyle. There is a grand earth trine at the fall equinox that brings in the autumn season. That energy is excellent for bringing tangible projects to fruition if you're willing to make a plan and work the plan with no winging it. Let's see what happens. Success should arrive. This full moon in Virgo on the 19th is the time to celebrate the harvest and give thanks for the blessings in your life. It's also the time to get organized for the changing seasons. The full moon opposes wounded healer Chiron, a famous centaur who taught healing techniques in spite of being mortally wounded himself. Consider where you can take steps to heal yourself or others now. Because Chiron was an immortal god who was mortally wounded, the only way out of his suffering was to surrender to his immortality. He was then rewarded by being placed in the constellations for eternity. Is there some kind of attitude or belief thing that you're ready to release? If you are feeling caught between worlds, decide to be okay with being caught between worlds. Take half steps towards your goal rather than trying to get there all at once. Venus enters Virgo for the next 3 weeks as well. Do something for your personal spiritual purification in the weeks ahead. Simplify your relationships. On Wednesday, the final opposition between Jupiter and Uranus takes place. This has been going on for months. Jupiter represents higher philosophy and religion, and Uranus wants revolution now. We have seen that going on in extremist beliefs and behavior, and in politics and religion. On the personal level, take a risk on yourself and create greater freedom in your life. At the same time, Mercury opposes Neptune, where you can miss some important details. Be aware and try to be as clear as possible with all of your communication. The planet Jupiter is nearing the end of his long-term journey through Libra at the fall equinox on the 22nd. Look back on your relationships, or lack of relationships, of all types since last September. Have you completed any shifts that need to take place? Or is there still some more work for you to do before Jupiter moves into Scorpio on October 10th? The moon is in Scorpio at the equinox, and that will provide a hint of emotional shifts and releases that's ahead for you. Relationship planets Venus and Mars are moving towards alignment early next month, so that adds extra emphasis in getting all of your relationships in order. Because these planets are in Virgo, let's keep it simple and know the difference between service and sacrifice. You can communicate on deeper levels now, or do projects that require deep thinking or research. Release old thought patterns and communicate with renewed power. The moon continues in emotional Scorpio on Saturday, suggesting that you spend time with people that you share with on a deeper level. Saturday is a pleasant day overall, so make yourself available to the world of people who can live a more meaningful level of life and not those superficial conversations. Sunday brings a tricky opposition of Mars and Neptune. Don't be surprised if some deeply held secret comes to the surface. The energy can become a mirror revealing deception and hidden motives for secretive plans. Pay attention to your dreams and intuition. They could help you solve the problem of any mysteries or puzzles. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. The fall intensive workshop is titled Walking Into Your Good, and it's held on October 7th and 8th, 2017, at the James Laura House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Are you in a constant state of suffering and worrying? Is this the feeling that's stopping you from creating joy, feelings of freedom, feelings of completement and achievement? It's the fear or regrets that are blocking you. These are your main emotional blocks. Do you have self-doubt or self-worth issues? Are these the barriers between you and the life you desire? My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have been helping people through these hurdles and barriers for over 30 years. By working your chakras, experiencing deep meditation, and creating positive thinking, you can take steps to alter your life into miraculous, miraculous success in many ways. By breaking through these barriers, you can improve your relationships, finances, health issues, and more. This October, I am offering people the opportunity to work directly with me on a personal level through any blocks that are stopping you from moving forward. The number of this group is small, 20 people, and that is so the attendees can work with me directly to ensure that they can make these changes after the workshop is complete and they have returned back home. These are called intensive workshops, and that's exactly what they are, intensive, so that you can go within and do some necessary house cleaning to let the light in and all of your wonderful new beginnings. The location of the workshop is at the James Laura Mansion on Main Street in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. For more information and to sign up for your spot, you can call 201-934-8986 or send me an email at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Remember, this workshop is only open to a small group of people. Spaces are already filling, so sign up today. You can sign up at www.new-visions.com or just give me a call, 201-934-8986. This is a 24-hour answering service, and we will get back to you. Don't miss this wonderful, splendid time that we'll be sharing together. Looking forward to meeting you soon. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce. On Thursday, October 19th, I will be hosting a film that is very important for the country to watch. And the name of it is called Normal is Over. It's a documentary. It was released in 2017. And the duration of the film is 103 minutes. It will be shown at the Springhouse Cinema on 309. Cinema 9. And that's in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Thursday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. The tickets are $10. This is an award-winning feature film documentary about humanity's wisest responses to climate change, species extinction, resource depletion,
and the widening gap between the rich and the poor. This is the first film that connected the dots, a look at the financial and economic paradigm underlying our planetary problems while offering various solutions to reverse the path. This is the first film of its kind that's connecting the dots. It's a look at financial and economic paradigm underlying our planetary problems while offering solutions to reverse the path of global decline. Share this screening with your friends and followers. Be sure to get it up on Facebook, especially if you're in the Montgomeryville area, Montgomeryville borders Bucks County and Doylestown. It's at the Cinema 9 on 309 in the Trader Joe's shopping mall. This film gathering is a charity event. It supports The Breathing Room in Newtown, Pennsylvania, an organization to help the parents of children with cancer, and Circle of Miracles, which is a wonderful, open-hearted church, non-denominational, in New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. Sign up online, sign up on my Facebook page, or give me a call at 201-934-8986, and we'll arrange to get the tickets to you. Don't miss this film. It's the information that we all need in order to plan for our future and be safe. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer.
That was Kathy Robel with Angels Among Us. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight my guest is Mark Dodich, the National Astrologer, and he's been taking questions. And we're about to go into finding out what's happening in the sky over the next few weeks. But first, we're going to hear from Lynn from Idaho. Her birthday is today, and it's 9/17/54, Mark. And hello, Lynn. Thank you so much for waiting.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. It's a great birthday present.
And what question do you have for Mark?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, Mark, I'd like to know, I've been through about 9 years of extreme darkness and loss, and I want to know if things are turning around for me professionally, otherwise. I'm pretty alone in the world. And I'd also like to know if I can find my biological father's native family, if that will ever... I mean, he was native, and I want to know if that's ever going to happen.
So the first part is, earlier in the show you heard us talk about Jupiter moving into Scorpio for the next year. Jupiter being the god of blessings, expansion, optimism. Scorpio actually rules detective work, if you're going to go do detective work to find the family. What's going to happen, and this is particularly when we get to Halloween and into November, is Jupiter's going to pass over a really big asteroid called Ceres. She was the goddess of the harvest. She was a healer. She brought the harvest to market, so I call her a business healer goddess. And then across the planet Saturn, and then across Venus, which is the love and money planet. So over the next couple of months, you've got this expansive planet. However, Jupiter requires that you take a risk on your belief system and open your belief system to something larger. I will say that Saturn and Venus close together like they are in your chart is probably a better business combination than a relationship combination. But the key is whatever it is, this is good for expansion and taking a risk on yourself. And again, if finding family origin is important, Scorpio is a good detective, and it will be in Scorpio for a year. So, but with Scorpio, you have to dig. You know, you have to go below the surface.
Yes.
So that doesn't necessarily mean it's an easy process.
Okay.
So,
but yeah, on the whole, does it look like my chart is coming out of these terrible shadows? I was in a car wreck a few years ago, and it just destroyed everything. And I'm hoping, on the whole, things will be better.
Well, what happened was Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, went across Mars, which rules accidents and, you know, warrior actions, you know, things like that, mechanical things. But, you know, it also went across your node of soul destiny, so I'm wondering what it also taught you at the same time would be, you know, another question of the day. But yeah, that transit is pretty much over. And actually, Pluto ends his retrograde period near the end of this month. But, well, in about another 10 days. And it'll finally start moving away from that. So, yes, I would say it's going to get better. But remember, Pluto is slow. Slow but sure.
Okay. Yes, but Lynn, I do feel you are healing, and I think you're going to have some nice surprises around Halloween and just after, starting at Halloween through the end of the year. I think things are going to get much easier for you.
Plus, the solar eclipse we had landed on Pluto in your chart, so that's the time to let go of all that old stuff and move forward.
What landed on Pluto? I'm sorry, Mark.
This big solar eclipse that made the news last month.
It went right over us, yeah.
So that went across Pluto, which is about standing in your power. It's about letting go of what you need to let go of.
Yeah,
things are looking up.
Pardon me?
Lynn, I think things are looking up and you're going to have a good birthday year. Much better than the past.
I'm feeling that in my heart, so thank you both. I want to take what the accident taught me is what people with head injuries go through, and I want to use that to help others, but I don't know how.
Well, you start writing it down and journaling, and then you can put it together later in a story. Start journaling.
Well, I'm a writer, so.
I went through the same thing. I had a head injury when I had a car accident with my son in 1979, and now, Lynn, I've written 9 books. So start writing it down and keeping a record of the little things that happened to you and how you began to heal. And it will be very helpful to a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. And we're going to go on with the show. Mark, we're going to talk about the equinox first, right? We have an equinox on Friday.
Yes, we have a couple of really helpful patterns. And, you know, a chart for the equinox is supposed to represent the next 3 months until winter solstice.
Right.
And one of those patterns we call a kite, you know, the old diamond-shaped kites like when we were kids. And a kite is a bunch of planets in harmony with each other with the spine to keep you from getting lazy so that you must use these talents. Well, the talents are in the earth signs, Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus. And that means if people are willing to roll up their sleeves, get practical, get to work, put some overtime in, there's definitely rewards available to them. Okay? But the spine that makes it challenging is we have to, it's the planet Neptune, which says we need to envision, you know, something higher coming of all this, not just becoming a workaholic, for example. So in other words, working towards a higher vision, not just working to do your to-do list.
I agree. And I think we're going to have a spiritual renaissance, Mark, and I think more and more people are going to start opening their hearts. We certainly need to let go of this judgment and making everybody else wrong. They're wrong and we're right. We really have to make that change. So I hope for the universe's sake that that's a part of what this is.
And I would call it practical spirituality, not woo-woo.
Good. And that's that trine in earth that I talked about, right?
Yes, it is. And then there was another one we talked about using the soul destiny point at break, which is in the fire elements. Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. And fire likes to have fun. It likes to be creative. It likes to be passionate. And so I would ask everybody in this next quarter to look at what are the things they're doing that are fun and creative and passionate for them, and what isn't. And how can we start realigning our lives so that we're having more fun? I mean, we weren't put on planet Earth to suffer and, you know, be in slavery. We were put here to enjoy it.
So do what you love and you can make money at it. That's the old motto, right? That's my motto.
Yeah. And you know, when I first left the corporate world to be an astrologer, I took that literally and I didn't realize that it required me to change my belief system.
It does, yeah.
From the way it used to be in my corporate suit to what I'm doing now. And I can tell you that what you'd said is true. Do what you love and, you know, you will be supported. But I can also tell you, at least in my case, that it required me to do a transformation of what I thought was true in this life.
Oh, it did me too. You know what happened to me? I met Don, my husband, and I had really not known much about computers, but I started my website in 1996. And I remember my friend saying, "What are you doing with a website? Why are you learning HTML?" And I said, "Because I want to make virtual money." And that's exactly what's happened. Not only has it gone around the world, and this was way before we had the smartphones and everything else. It was just starting up. But I could see it. I could see what was coming. And it's wonderful, isn't it?
It is. And right now I'm dealing with some computer frustration. So I'm not as high on computers today as maybe at other times, but
well, at least we're on the radio on Skype with bbsradio.com. That's wonderful.
It's true, and I agree with you. I'm just doing some little computer gremlins this week.
So what are the wonderful things that we're going to have as Jupiter moves into Scorpio? Well, I think we're going to have some medical breakthroughs.
Yeah, certainly. Gallbladder, colon cancer type breakthroughs would be great. you know, prostates or sexual organs would be a good thing for that. The beauty is, and I can beat up on Libras because, you know, I'm a Libra, that Libras look at everything from every possible angle.
And they're a cardinal sign. That's hard.
And then what happens is they have trouble making up a decision because there's so many choices.
That's Alice on the mushroom.
Well, Scorpio says, okay, you've analyzed it to death. You've looked at it from every possible angle. Now it's time to make a choice and live with it.
Right.
And the people who are willing to do that and say, okay, one way or another, I need to make a choice. I need to start moving forward and not second judge themselves or beat themselves up for the choices they make.
You know what I found, Mark? I have found in all of my astrological readings, and I've done thousands, that when you have Scorpio and Leo in a chart, there's your fire and your water and your fun, you're always successful in whatever you try to do.
And the thing is Scorpio requires determination.
Right, and focus.
Scorpio is what we call a fixed sign, as you know, which means they're great at enduring and surviving and pushing through, but their lessons usually are in letting go. They're so good at holding on, they lose out on the letting go part.
But it's vengeance, I know.
So the trick is to persevere and hold on to the things that you really want and are good for you, and to let go of those things that, you know, no matter what you do, those people aren't going to change or whatever. Yeah. Why are you fighting it?
Fanning the flames. Well, yeah. It's been wonderful having you on tonight. And when you come back, which is going to be in December, we're going to talk about Saturn moving into Capricorn. And it does it right around that time, doesn't it? The 17th?
I think it's the 19th, if my memory's good. But it's just before winter solstice that shift takes place.
Now, if people want to follow up with tonight and know more about your astrology, the equinox and Jupiter, and also you're very, very good at spirituality, astrology, and relocation charts, how can they reach you?
Well, I would start by going to the website to astromark.us, astromark.us, and I just uploaded the fall quarter newsletter, so they could just download it from there. They'd see all the services I have, and they would get a forecast for the next quarter in a newsletter.
Okay. And your number, if they want to make an appointment, is?
Landline is 503-252-1558.
Thank you, Mark. We'll see you next time. I really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Great. Happy equinox.
And next week, we have Frank St. James coming on, and Frank is going to be here to answer your questions about the equinox as well. Frank St. James is the psychic detective, and I'm sure that he'll be able to help a lot of you solve your problems, whatever they are. It's time for our meditation, so we're going to be going into it, and we have a wonderful meditation tonight, the Circle of Light Attunement Meditation. I picked it especially for the equinox that's coming on Friday. So here we go, and just relax. Sit in the straight back chair with both feet flat on the floor, and let's begin. Thank you and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Ascension Attunement, Connecting with the Infinite Light, with music by Richard Shulman. Please be comfortable sitting in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. You may lie down on the bed if you'd like, as long as your legs are uncrossed. As you begin to take three deep breaths, feel yourself connecting with your eighth chakra, about 8 feet above your crown chakra. And then feel your inner channel open to receive the amber light, the light of power and love of the divine, which is now available to you to tune into, as the fourth level of your aura is open for you to connect with. This vibration will cleanse, elevate, and renew your personal vibration to bring healing to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being.
to activate and bring forth your highest potential, to empower you to begin to manifest and co-create, and to elevate you energetically. Now you will link directly with the divine energies of the fifth dimension, which awakens your psychic gifts, your spiritual abilities, your subtle senses, to perceive intuitively, to psychically know how to bring about blessings in your life and the space you live in now. Allow yourself to breathe and focus within to the heart chakra. Drop your thoughts down to the center of your heart. Quiet your mind and open your heart. Tune into the yellow gold light. Now, reach your focus upward to the 10th chakra, whose color is amber, in the new heart center of the universal body, which is above the 8th chakra. Begin to build your inner circle of light above you and connect it to the light that flows below. Imagine all of the light particles in the area around you are gathering along your spinal column. Feel your spine filling with this amber-yellow light. Visualize a connection from your heart center up to the 10th chakra. It's an arc of light in front of you, beginning at the heart chakra in the center of your body. Arch it out in front of you and reach it up to the 10th chakra above the 8th chakra. Feel that connection. Take a deep breath. Connect. Continue to breathe in and relax. Now bring the arc down behind you, entering your spine at the heart chakra. Allow the light from the fifth dimension, the 10th chakra, to pour into this present time and space, into your body, to illuminate you, to elevate your vibration, to illuminate your being, to bring all the blessings of the divine light into the present time, into your present place, into your physical body. Continue to flow with this circle of light. This is the location where you can solve all of your emotional problems slowly and through divine right action. Continue to breathe and relax. Now put a thought into this circle of light. Visualize a problem, an upset you have been working with on your level of life. See it, then release it. Ask for it to heal. Then see or visualize the outcome that you desire. If you get a blank, it's okay. It's simply the energy is beginning to work for you and to resolve this issue, to bring it into balance. You may see some other colors appear within this field of light. Sit with this energy. Stay in it as long as you feel comfortable. You want the colors to eventually meld into the amber yellow. Then you will know the problem is healed. Be okay with any result you receive, because sometimes it takes more than one meditation to bring things into balance. This is because all has to line up harmoniously, including everyone else concerned, their hearts, their minds, and their body. Now let the amber light expand beyond your physical body to fill the entire room. Let the light grow through awakening your spirit, through filling yourself with light. You know that all things are made possible. Your gifts are awakened. Your past life lessons and talents are revealed. Your highest and greatest path is paved before you. Your next step is illuminated. Allow it. Allow it. Allow your heart to open and allow your vibration to lift and rise. Strands of light are entering in this time to you, into your space, into your area, to elevate, to heal, to inspire, and to uplift. You are receiving direct attention from each of the guides and angelic realms who make up the circle of light. The guides, angels, and ascended masters who are most in alignment with your unique needs, wants, desires, and intention. They step forward now to support you. So your entire council of light beings surround you in an immense circle of light. Within this circle are your inner circle of guides and angels, of ascended ones, of ascended beings, who can most serve you on your path to ascension. Feel yourself step forward. You are in the center, and each of these guides reaches out, placing their hands on your crown chakra and placing their hands upon you wherever needed for healing. This is not a weight for you to carry, but rather quite the opposite. As each guide places their hands on your body, you are lifted higher. You shine brighter. Your inner light is activated, and your highest potential is revealed. You are able to embody the divine qualities that each of these masters carry within their heart, within their vibration, and they are willingly and fully giving this gift of divine frequency to you now, as their light, as their elevated vibration, as divine love is transferred with their hands, now placed on your shoulders. This is an initiation of sorts. Accept it. Accept a transfer of light, a ceremony of awakening for you as you ascend and move in the direction of becoming ascended yourself. You are entering into your fully ascended state, your fully awakened state, your illuminated state. The universal body is moving and merging into this physical form, into this very body that you are in now. You now melt into the golden triad of light, which, when fully developed and strengthened, will walk with you on a daily basis. And so, with the outer circle and the entire Council of Light and the inner circle of your ascended guides, angels, and masters around you, let yourself relax. Breathe and open to the beauty, bliss, and light that is present here. Know that you are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Begin to see a sliver of aqua surrounding the outer part of your circle of light. The new ray of aqua, opening the heart and raising the consciousness to that unconditional love. Divine qualities, blessings, and frequencies merge with your physical being, so you are less focused on yourself as separate, as physical, and are now tuned into your awareness of the oneness with all. From this state of being, this elevated state of vibration, feel your connection with the entire circle of light and the council of loved ones who are present. Feel your connection with the earth and the sky and the cosmos. Feel the vastness of your spiritual essence. Experience the magnificence of your life, the potential you have as a spiritual being walking in a physical form. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Become aware of yourself, of your infinite light and power, which lifts you now, which embraces you now, which nurtures your energy now, which heals your body now, which rejuvenates your soul now, which reveals to you the truth of all you are. For when you open your heart, when you ascend in this way, you are able to feel, sense, know, see, and experience your oneness with the earth, the sky, your angels, your guides, some of your ancestors, your ascended masters, and all that is. With all this vast energy, which expands so far beyond this present place and time, imagine this infinite light being compressed down into the area of your spinal column, empowering you to shine brightly. Live in your high vibrational life. Awaken, aware, inspire to co-create, to live vibrantly well, to love, to fully ascend, to fully anchor your blessed higher self, your universal body, into your divine presence and spiritual being, and bring all this into this moment, here and now, and vow to carry the light with you, moving forward, moving into your earth day. Breathe. Become aware. Breathe. Return to love. Breathe. Breathe. Shine with the light, becoming fully aware of all that you are. With the heart, the head, and the hand, the Ascended Masters wish you well. Good night.
Mm-hmm.